Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're a lion, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again, give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
I was sitting here thinking, and a young lady asked me some questions this Monday, and when I went and answered them, Brother Drew, I saw something in the Bible that I had missed. It's another code in there, Brother Drew, and it's crazy, man. And you know that at a certain time period, after you done did something for so long, you recognize certain shit that you done missed. That
right.
it goes with the story, and it gives you a better understanding of the story. And man, when I was explaining some stuff to her by using the Bible, then I saw the trick that they had put in there, but the trick was, what is a trick? The book tell you. See, the Bible tell you a story, and we're going to part four of making of African American. Who is the first African American, and how did you become an African American? We're down to the religious part of that lecture. So we'll be using the King James Bible, and it's a very unique book. It's a story in this book, and we're going to analyze the story that's in this book. I'm going to tell you the story that's in this book, and it's a very unique story that was put in this book. When they released it, they let it be released in 1881. See, two things we talked about last week in the making of African America, two books came out in 1881, was The Science of Eugenics and the King James Revised Version of the Bible, which was the 1523 William Shakespeare Tempter Bible that they killed him about. It was called a forbidden Bible for 350 years, but it was put for a reason. Everything is done for a reason. And it has a story in it that they knew that nobody, because of this book, The Science of Eugenics, Brother Drew, the Sanhedrin knew that when they let this book come out, that was 1881, and 1889 was the Grand Sanhedrin. That's the one that meets every 100 year, and they go over the program, because we're coming, the makings of that came out of the Protocol of Learned Elders. And we can use these two books. In 1889, the Grand Sanhedrin met. What's in that Bible, the next time the Grand Sanhedrin met was 1989. That's the 100 year. Well, what was in this Bible, you could see it, it would start coming into existence because of the genocision. It took that many years. So we can see that that's only 140-some years, Brother Drew. And it takes 12 years to make a generation of people. So from 1881 to 2019, that'd be 128 years. That'd be 10 generations. So 10 times 12 would be 160 years. So 12 into that generation, that means that the people that is 60 years old, Brother Drew, anything from 60 years old on back, totally genocide. They wouldn't be able to recognize anything that was taught by their past. But this book said that, the King James Bible said that it would be a few, a pitiful few, which they call 5%, that would not be totally genocided, would be able to see by following instruction and understanding the religion that was given to them. And the book was written about a nation of people. And the book was written of the people that came from the Eastern Hemisphere, the Northern Hemisphere, and the Southern Hemisphere, not the Western Hemisphere. This book was written about them people and what that three groups of people, and they put in a name, they bought a book over, so they, the names was Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And those are the names that we have to trace the history up under those names. I don't give a damn what no more or somebody else say the name supposed to be. We have to trace the history just like it's written, because we're following instruction of how to do this shit. So when we follow this instruction, Brother Drew, I find it very interesting that this Bible, it tells everything, how we would wake up and realize the old teaching. See, in the book of Proverbs, it tells you five times, don't remove the ancient landmarks. You know that we taught on that. That's Ishmael's highest thing, because he would ask a question, Brother Drew, and he would ask, he would say, what is the oldest school of thoughts known to mankind? In what language? Well, the oldest school of thoughts, the reason the Bible tells you do not remove the ancient landmarks. We still there, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I'm here, Brother Drew.
Okay.
Yes, I'm
here. Yeah, I heard a click. It tells us that don't remove the ancient landmarks. Go back to the ancient landmarks. So the ancient landmarks would be up under a teaching of YAH, that teaching. And when we stay with that teaching, and this Bible tells you how to stay with that teaching, because, see, anything that strays away from Amunah's teaching is what? A revised version. So it's very easy to realize at a certain period of time, after 128 years of us reading this Bible, someone was going to understand how it was wrote and could be able to explain it to somebody, how it's wrote, and you can see how this book is written. In the book of Daniel, it tell you point blank, you gotta see the key, Brother Drew. Amunah teaches that this word K-E-Y deals with two things, music and knowledge. Then you're up under the 12 laws of nature. Everybody down here, this is our teaching. This is Amunah's teaching. When you keep it right like that, you don't make no mistakes. This is Amunah's teaching. You're born and up under the 12 laws of nature and how you was born at first. Well, this book tells you this. The Bible, the story I'm telling you is in the Bible. You just had to know where it's defined it. The word J-A-H, you only find it one time in Psalms 68 and 4. You read that the God of heaven is named Jah, Y-A-H. In the Bible, is J-A-H. Now, find that out, Brother Drew, that it's J-A-H. Then we look in the Bible and see they give us some more clues of what the ancient was. So we go to the 119th Psalms, and at the 119th Psalms, we'll see Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. Well, that language is called Hebrew. So Hebrew, then they give you the signs and symbols of what Aleph is. They give you the sign. It's right there, 119 Psalms. They give us the language. Then they let us know that in the 6th century, that the Jews the Mesmerite Jews had changed it, the name of the ancient language, which was called the Yala Kwadash. This is what it said. They had changed it. And the Bible is very clear. Now, the Bible give you the Bible give you a coded symbol. It'll tell you that the children of Shem tried to build a tower, and the language got confused. It'll tell you in the 11th chapter that everybody over there, everybody on earth, spoke the same language. It'll tell you everybody until the language got confused of them trying to build a tower. Tells you this story. It said that somebody would see this. So how the story goes. So the language got confused. Well, what happened that the language got confused? See, when we put them 5 W's and 1 H on your ass, Brother Drew, you can't escape the Yaman. Y'all gave us how to break this stuff down by using the 5 W's, the 1 H in a chronological order according to the language. How we know that? Go to the 10th chapter of Genesis. It tells you according to each language of each nation of people when it gives you Ham, Shem, and Japheth's children. So who these people was at first. Now, what happened to them, you read in the Bible a word called Nephilim. Well, Nephilim in Hebrew would be reptilian. And they put a book in the Bible called a Leviathan, up under signs and symbols. This Bible tells you this. Well, then you go to the 6th chapter of Genesis. So we're gonna put it in a chronological order. It's out of chronological order, Brother Drew, because what's supposed to be, what is read at the 6th chapter of Genesis should have been the 2nd chapter of Genesis. And so we go and read in the 6th chapter of Genesis where some gods came out of the Shemahim to earth and conquered Yah's people in the northern hemisphere. And when they conquered these people, they stopped looking like Yah's people. They became what is known as the Germanic race of people. They had a germ in them. We still on, Brother Drew?
Yeah, we on, Brother.
I heard a noise. I didn't know if they had popped us. I'm getting pretty heavy on that.
All right.
This story getting pretty heavy on that. But they, see, it's a funny thing. We know in protocol, number 12 tell us, if we know the story, to tell it. The book of Ezekiel tell you, the 33rd chapter say, tell it. Now, ain't nobody tell the story. Because it would come a period in time where documentation beats all conversation. This the way it was. The Bible tell you that all truth will be known at a certain period of time. Well, this is time. And it tells you that we would be able to explain this at this time period, just like we explain in the story. You go to the 6th chapter and say the gods came down and made babies with Japheth's children. And then it describes how these people would look. Now, I noticed something that I had noticed, Brother Drew, that when we go to the 10th chapter of Genesis and the 11th chapter of Genesis, they starts off with Shem's children. They don't start with Ham's children. They start with the history and the story of these three groups of people over there, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. They start that second generation with these are Noah's children. They started it at Shem. They start with the history of Shem, and then we look back into the history of Shem, which would be the Eastern Hemisphere, which would be the people in today's society called Hindus. That ain't what they call themselves. They call themselves Sanskrit. White folks call them Hindu. So we know how they became Hindu. But Hinduism and Hindu theism is the oldest religion known to mankind. It was Shem's people that started worshiping these gods that came out of the north country. See, the gods came out of the north country. This is the fourth planet. See, we're the ninth star planet, the fourth planet, which is Mars. These are the Martians. The reptilian are the Martians. The people that don't look like us is Martian. They have a germ in them. All of us have the germ as we speak because all of us have mixed our seed. All the civilized world has mixed your seed with the Germanic race of people, the children of Japheth that came out of the northern hemisphere. So all of us got the germ in us. But due to your dietary laws, is your thinking will be different. It wipes the germ out of your mind because everything is mind and everything is telepathic. You had to understand that the Martians mixed with Japheth children, the ancient told us, ancient Yah, that his mind, meaning that he can control your mind with his thoughts, and his thoughts came from a school of thoughts that wasn't that of Amun Yah. So if you're good at opposite, then you would understand, you know who Amun Yah is and who the Martians are. And the Martians worship many gods because Hinduism, Shem. Now, when this story starts in the 11th chapter, you're dealing with Abraham. The story starts with Abraham. And you can see where Abraham was Semitic. He was related to Shem. He was came into the children of Shem, Brother Drew. Then, when the southern hemisphere comes into the picture, is at the 25th chapter of Genesis, when Abram became Abraham, meaning that he had took another wife, which was Keturah, sweet smelling, as his wife, and they had produced five children. And this is when the history of the southern hemisphere, which would be known as Africa today, when it was known as Amalekia in the land of Ham. Then you had to go through each one of their revised version all the way up into what they call themselves now. And when you go in a chronological order, you'll see the gods that they worship and what their belief is and all the story. And that story is in the Bible. It tell you about Dagon, Moabites. It didn't read about nothing, Brother Drew. It's just that you had to know where it was and how to read it. So we following the see the key as the key word. And see that key deals with two things, music and knowledge. That's why the other, you have five laws of nature that deals with music. And see, when you add a key in music, Brother Drew, the band playing in C and you singing in G, you four steps off from being in key. And that's the same way it is with when someone look like me and you, and we ain't in the original school of thoughts of the ancient of days. And we not, because some of us just now start learning about the ancient of days. The ancient of days just came on the scene around about 1970. Nobody know nothing about Yah. Because of Rastafarians, they call him J-H, the J, J. No J's in nobody's language to them, but they have some of the, we can see where they have some of the rules and regulation of Amun-Yah and a whole lot of them. We can see that because we know what Amun-Yah rule was, and it's strictly dietary. And we don't praise and worship Amun-Yah. She didn't teach us that. She told us to honor her. We honor Amun-Yah by doing what the hell, the laws of how she said she had created our black ass. So she created us up under a law that, because the germ in your body, you live under grace from them laws. Only a few of us. And you can see the ones that live under the law versus the one that live up under grace from the law. All you have to do, they gave us some witnesses, Brother Drew, when you, in the 11th chapter of Leviticus, it tells you that if you broke the law of the beast, you will become the beast of the field. Obese. This is written in the Bible. 11th chapter of Leviticus. Go read it. 29th verse. Around the end of the laws that was given you of forbidden foods. Clean and unclean food. Clean food was the foods of the gods. Tell you that in the book of Proverbs at the 23rd chapter about this food. But you wouldn't come into this knowledge about this food until around 1970. And you will see people in the sixth generation, which would be around, which we would call the X, Y, the Y and the Z in the millennium generation of people. That's people born after 1980. They would start seeing the necessary, the young ones would, saying, what we talking about your dietary law, and wouldn't eat meat. Forbidden foods. We coming into that now. We seeing that now. We're seeing that age bracket, the 20 to 30 and the 40 years old, they changed their eating habits. Some of them have, to it's noticeable now. But the whole is obese because they eat the food of the gods. And you could do some comparing. You can look at the Nation of Islam versus the Christian, the African-American Christian. Yeah, that's the makings of this African-American. This Christian that says he's an African-American, look at him. Look at him after 1970, 10 years after he joined the sect and the tribe of Jesse Jackson, of this African-American. And look at the Nation of Islam, who remained colored people that was Negroes. Look at them. Look how they children look. Look how they females look. Look at the skin. Look at the skin of their leader on the stage at Aretha Franklin's celebration, blues celebration, and fitting the queen. Look at Farrakhan versus my type wine drinking, because he could drink some Thunderbird wine in 1965 when we were down on Bill Street, him and his brother, who was preacher's son, Rance Allen. And I remember when Rance didn't weigh 190 pounds. Look at Rance Allen now. And look at Farrakhan. Look at all the preachers on the stage up there. And look at Farrakhan. And then look at the people he had surrounded him. Look at them versus what you see out, what we're seeing out there on that stage and in that audience. Everybody looking like Piggly Wigglies from Hoggly Wogglies. That was Christians. The religion of the superhuman. The religion that's opposite of Yah. And how I let you know it's opposite of Yah? What they teach, Brother Drew. Hell, you live up under grace from Yah's laws. You live under grace from them laws. And you live up under grace from them laws by eating forbidden foods. That's the first thing that a Yahman knew. When Yah put his ass down here on earth to mine oil, to ship it back to Nubia 250,000 years ago. But I'm going to tell you that. I'm telling you a story that's in the Bible. It's in the King James Bible. It's in all the books. Now, when we see Genesis, from Genesis, the 20th chapter of Genesis, to Malachi, that's a history of the southern hemisphere and the mixing of a Hamitic and a Semitic race of people. When it get to the gospel in the New Testament, that's Japheth's people. That's the history of Japheth's people, which is the Germanic race of people, conquering Ham and Shem's people. And then 249 years ago, coming over here and conquering Yah's people 249 years ago. But the only thing about it, they only conquered the Creek nation, the Olmec, the Aztec, the Maya, and the Incas. They only conquered their minds in the Algonquin. There's 100 uncivilized tribes over here that still with Amun Yah ain't got no reptilian blood in him. They ain't got the germ in them, Brother Drew. And it's two tribes in India and two tribes in Africa that's uncivilized and ain't got the blood. And one of them tribes struck on some white boy's ass, made the news. So we could come and let you understand that those are pure Anunnakis. They ain't got the germ in them. See, when you look like me and you, Brother Drew, we are Anunnakis, but how you think lets you know whose bloodline you follow it. Is you following that of the Martian, who was a reptilian, who was a Neanderthal, who was a subhuman? Is you following that of a human being that was a supreme being down here on Earth? And see, this book tells a story, Brother Drew, that there was a race of people that would come out of Genesis 25th chapter of Genesis.
Uh-huh.
They would come out at the 25th chapter of Genesis. So for me, go research. We'll see that Abraham and Keturah had five children. And we can see that the Midianites, we can go to the son Midian, and his people was known as the Midianites. And we can see that he had some sons down here called Ophrah. Well, Ophrah is Africa in today's language. Now, Ophrah, where do they live? They lived in the Congo. These children that got named Africans in this time period, but these were Mennonites. They got put on a slave ship called Jesus of Luxor and John the Baptist by a Presbyterian minister named John Hawkins in 1555. So we can see that in the 15th chapter of Genesis, you see where Abraham had a dream that was a nightmare. He didn't have no children then. He had a nightmare dream that him and Sarah had some children that would his children by his other wife and put them in slavery. In that time period, they wouldn't know anything about them, but they had to come into the knowledge of Amun Yah, who he believed in, that school of thought, that way. Abraham said it was a nightmare. And we can see that it took 1,555 years before that nightmare came into existence of what is written in that book about this seed would come over here across the water. That was 1555. They got it. You see, white folks wrote their history down, so we're just repeating what their history is. We just read what white folks wrote down and said about a certain nation of people, because me and you included in this nation of people also, Brother Drew. But we're the ones that came out. It said, come out of her. And be, and see, we're the ones that came out of her, my people. It went back to Amun Yah. You know, Brother Drew used to have a word when I started writing on this, doing my little thing I do when I start my lecture is highlight certain things. I thought about Brother Drew, because you remember every Shema, after we would say the Shema, Brother Drew would holler out And that voice that he had that made the building tremble scared everybody if you didn't know him. And he, you know, he used to do it at the convention. Shemaita Kaya. Shemaita Kaamanya. And he had that, you know, brother, who had that boot. And Shemaita Kaamanya means you will, and then you hear him holler, you will hear y'all's word. And then I was wrong. So we're doing the Shemaita Kaya today. You will hear these words on the Shema. So when we go, it tells you that it would be a nation of people that had to go back. Don't remove the ancient landmarks. Then it gives us all kinds of information about going in the ways of the oppressor. I know that most people that have studied with us, they are familiar with Proverbs 3, verse 31, where it says, envy not your oppressor, choose none of his ways. Well, in 2019, they said that it would come a time period when all knowledge would be in. But now you can Google too much shit now, Brother Drew. You know, you know, you can Google. And I want, while we're on the Google Woogle, I want all of y'all that know or didn't know, I got some more knowledge this week talking to this young lady. I asked her a question. I said, did you know that the second day Trump got into office, they minted a coin, put his head on a coin, and they, who did this, and they made this coin a collector's item, Brother Drew. You had 30 days to purchase this item. So it was only in the news for 30 days. Most people don't know nothing about this, Brother Drew. Did you know that?
Oh, say that one more time, Brother Waddle, sorry.
I said, did you know that the second day after Donald Trump got in office, the U.S. Mint and Israel and Jerusalem Mint printed a coin and put Donald Trump's head in it? Huh?
No, I didn't know that.
And for 30 days, they made it a collector's item. For 30 days. They sold this coin for $14.95. I called my ex and told her about it. I don't know if she got one. I got to call and ask her that this coin going to be a collector's item. It's going to be worth a whole lot of money someday. Because Donald Trump was the first president of the New World Order of America. And how you knew this was, hell, they made a coin, a collector's item. They didn't make George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Kennedy's item, those coins. They didn't make those coins a collector's item. They made his a collector's item because he was the first president of the New World Order of America. How we know this? Well, then you go Google, and we ask ourselves another question. Donald Trump, after keeping records of all the presidents since Eisenhower, you see all the presidents that were going to be appointed. In May, they went to the Bilderbergs. We got history on this. And they became president of the United States. The only time that nobody went to the Bilderbergs was this election, and Donald Trump went and spent a whole week in Israel. And when he was in Israel, he met with the Sanhedrin. Not the Grand Sanhedrin, but the Sanhedrin. They tell you this. just go Google. I already knew this. I've been saying it, God damn it. How long? Since 1 o'clock at 12:03 November when he got elected, I was looking at him on this, and I was seeing what them, they were putting them numbers on your ass, Brother Drew. And I was sitting up charting since that time. See, that was the end of the Grand Jubilee year. It was the last Grand Jubilee of the Jews, Brother Drew, meaning it was the last time that they forgive the debt of all the countries that owed them. It was the last time, because that was the last Jubilee. The Grand Jubilee was 70 years. For 70 years, the Jews, Rothschild, has forgiven the nations for their debt. This was the last time that they forgive your ass if you couldn't pay up. Nobody was able to pay up. Because when you go into protocol, number 7, it tells you, if you fought one damn war, they not only you owe them a deficit, they own your goddamn land. You had to put that shit up to fight a war. Woodrow Wilson did that in World War I. He had to borrow for them. The stock market fell. When the stock market fell, that means that Rothschild owned America. And you lease land from America if you live in where you live. You live in the United States. This Bible told me this 20 damn years ago. But now your ass seeing it. You can see it now. This King James Bible got a hell of a story in it of how they rule. So go Google and see why the Grand Sanhedrin, they made a coin of it, Brother Drew. Guess what? What the Sanhedrin say they, why they made a coin of him?
Why is that?
Because he was the same as King Cyrus. They put King Cyrus on one side and Trump on the other. Now, the next question is, who is King Cyrus? Who the Bible say King Cyrus is? King Cyrus was a wicked-ass king that believed in the Jews. And he let them build the second temple, rebuild it back. 2 months ago, what did the Jews finish, Brother Drew? And this was the third temple, right?
History repeating itself.
No, they done told you what the Bible done told you what you ain't gonna do.
Yeah.
So said the Bible done told you what they were gonna do. It done told you. See, the most two important books is We Speak Now. Out of all of these 2,000 books and over 1,000 I done goddamn it memorized for reading for 70 years because it was a hobby to me. And see, the key to reading is the same as music and knowledge. The key is practice. After you practice reading ancient history for after so long, it's just like a musical instrument. You become an artist at it. You can play it with your eyes closed. if you practice and practice, you can be blind and play that piano. Like Stevie Wonder, like Ray Charles. But you had to practice, Brother Drew. But practice had to become an obsession due to you had a passion for what the hell you was practicing. Well, I practiced two things, music and history. So at a certain period time, you become honest, your practice pays off. You can see this, especially if you're dealing with history and done read as much goddamn history and put them five W's on that ass in a chronological order, the etymology with the language, follow the instructions. The Bible says, above all things, get a good understanding. And then it tell you that for the best result, follow the instruction. Big Mama had this on all of her books, Brother Drew, for the best results, follow the instruction.
Uh-huh.
And she said, that's a funny thing about it. She said when she first bought one of them Miss Betty Crocker in a box cake, she said she didn't read, and the cake didn't come out right. She just wanted to see how with one of these Betty Crocker cakes, how Betty Crocker said. But she said when she read on the book, she said the reason she put it on her Bible, she liked what Betty Crocker said, was for the best results, follow the instructions. Big Mama said she put Big Mama in the cake. She said, well, the cake called for one snicker, brother. Big Mama put two. Well, it called for one cup of sugar, Big Mama put, with no sugar, Big Mama put two. So Big Mama said she put Big Mama in it because the way that Betty Crocker was saying wasn't the right way to make a cake. But Big Mama said it's hell. She said, but that's what she learned. That's for the best result. Don't put Big Mama in it. Follow the directions. She said she put it on all Bibles. I got them Bibles. That's in the book.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Those was orders. And see, if we don't stray from the orders, we understand who Yah is and what she taught. Her most important teaching for you as a human being was your dietary laws. You had to honor her and that shit to the maximum degree. But she knew it would become a time period where you couldn't honor it and wouldn't honor it because you had certain conditions. This is written in the book. But then you would come out of her. And we can see if when we trace history, who came out. We can see the evidence of the people coming out of the history. So this story is very interesting if we share it with you in the book. Next week, Sister Shonda going to do that part 7, economics. And it's a funny thing that I was glad Sister Shonda come on because when White Daddy was giving us out what he was going to teach us, Brother Drew, he taught somebody looked like me and you agriculture. And I got my old agriculture. I got my old agriculture book. I know what was in it. So I got the book that I had for 4 years in high school. I got that book, my agriculture book. And they didn't teach us home economics. I find it very strange that the white man chose to teach economics to the female. So the female knows more about economics than the person that was taught agriculture. So next week, Sister Shonda, she gonna bring part 5 with economics. So I text you and holler at you for then, Brother Drew. So I say, Shema Yahawada, Yah, Avin Yah, Ika, Kamari Yah, Shemaitikaya.
Kamari Yah.